This is Craig Jones, and welcome to episode number 2. Today I want to talk about finding your vision, living your life, doing the things you want to do, not the things that society wants you to do. Little story about 6 years ago. Now I live in a little village in England, near a track called Brands Hatch. If there's any fuel heads or petrol heads listening to this, you should know that track. It's one of the most famous tracks in the UK. And the village that I live in is really close, and we actually get residence passes to go there. So we go there quite often. So about 6 years ago, we were at the British Superbikes, the final round. It was quite a big deal. And there was one particular guy, and the reason I'm mentioning this is because his name is exactly the same as mine, Craig Jones. At the time, he was a stunt rider, and he just transitioned into track racing. He actually held the world record for the longest stoppie. YouTube it, Craig Jones, you will find him. And it was a few laps to go. We were standing on the last corner to the main straight. So there was one, it's like they go a really quick straight, and they hit a right-hander into the main straight. And as they come to this right-hander, coming out of it, he lost the front end, the front wheel slipped out. And he hit the ground. And normally when guys come off the bikes, they roll around, hit the ground, kick the bike, kick the gravel, really annoyed with themselves, sometimes try to get back on their bike. But in this case, it was a bit different. He came down, and the guy behind him just missed him. Unfortunately, the guy behind him clipped his head. The visor in his helmet came off, and watching the replays on TV later that day, when he came off and the bike hit him, he was instantly unconscious. So if you can imagine, he was on his back, his arms spread out, and he was spinning in 360s. He was unconscious. And it was a horrible thing to watch on TV. The commentator said, "Jonesy, Jonesy, what have you done?" And he came off, no life in his body. Obviously, the marshals came running out, stopped the race. Medics came out. They put these barriers around on the track so the fans couldn't see. A few minutes later, the helicopter landed on the track, lifted him off. That was that. The day carried on. There was a few more races after that. That was quite late in the day. And next day, Monday morning, driving to work. As I'm driving past the entrance of the racetrack, Brands Hatch, the news was on. And the woman speaking for the news report says, and some sad news, Craig Jones died midnight this morning. And I just sent shivers down my spine, not just because it's the same name as mine, but just the fact that I was there, I saw what happened. But something I've realized and something I learned in that time was that he died. Yeah, he died. It was a horrible thing, but he died doing what he loved. He was obsessed with it. He loved it. Yeah, yes, I understand that he was going to be the next champion. That was the prediction for him. He was that good. And the reason he came off, just so you know, one of the reasons he came off was because his bike wasn't as good as the top runners. So he had to ride that much harder to keep up. Yeah, so he died the next day. Really sad. Quite often we go through life thinking we're never going to die. People think, oh no, that's not true, but it is. because we just go through life thinking, you know, I'm going to wake up tomorrow. I am going to wake up tomorrow. How do you know that? You don't know you're going to wake up tomorrow. You don't know if you're going to see your kids tomorrow. You're going to come home. I can tell you some horrible stories. Stories of a woman that lost her entire family in an hour. It's terrible. You don't know if you're going to live tomorrow. So basically, this is going to be a pretty short one, but the message is, you know, figure out what it is you want to do in life. It doesn't have to be online marketing. It doesn't have to be the norm, what people are doing, the trend. Just figure out what you want to do in life, and you're going to hit a lot of walls. You're going to hit a lot of people saying, no, you can't do that. What about this? And what about the bills? And you know, all that nonsense. But it's not nonsense, but it's a life. I understand that. But when you get to that point in your life, when you figure out how to do it, what you want to do, you're going to hit it's amazing. It's this transformation in your life inside, somewhere deep inside. And what you've gone through up to this point, whatever it is, that's okay. If it's good or bad, you know, it doesn't matter. You've gone through that journey. It is what it is. We only have what we have right now in this moment, nothing more. We don't have the future. We don't have the past. The past is gone. It's done. We only have right now. Make the most of right now. And if you can figure out what it is in your life that you want to do, and quite frankly, it should be changing other people's life, enriching other people's lives. And hopefully this is what this is doing, a small part of it. You know, like old Arnold Schwarzenegger said, he's got, what, I think 5 rules. He says, have a vision, think big, ignore the naysayers, work your ass off, give back and change the world. That's what it's all about. To figure out what it is you want to do. Do it. Don't be afraid. You know, people are going to come along and say, oh, that's not good. You know, I've been lucky where my family, my parents, you know, they'll say, oh, go for it. Do what you want to do. Maybe they just say that just to not offend me. That's okay, you know. But that's what I want to say right now. You know, I go back to a guy like Craig Jones. He died on the track, but he died happy. He died doing what he loves to do. How many of us can say that? I'm sure most of you know Gary Vaynerchuk, and he often says, if you want a lesson in life, just go to an old age home and speak to old people, speak to people who sit in their chair every day wondering when they're going to die. And you go and ask them what their regrets are. They'll tell you. And it's scary. Huh? They wish they just took chances, the spontaneous things, lived their lives, and not just wondering about the next paycheck, wondering about what the boss is going to say, you know. So that's all I've got to say for today. Hope you enjoyed that. Just a little plug. I do these podcasts on Anchor. So if you want to leave me a little message, if you want to say something, download the app. And yeah, please, I would love to hear from you guys. So thanks very much. Enjoy your day. Bye.
Hi, this is Craig, and just another quick little podcast. I'm not going to talk too long, but sometimes we just have days where you just think, you know, like, what's the point? We're trying to build businesses and all sorts of things, and they just, you know, sometimes they just don't, what am I trying to say? Sometimes you just don't, you start to wonder why you're even trying to do it, because sometimes it's just so difficult. And I think that when days like that come along, today being a good day for me, like that, I think we just need to, you know, sometimes you just need to stop. Just stop what you're doing. Go take a walk. Maybe even just for a few days. Just stop. You know, reflect a little bit and think about what you're doing. And quite often, you'll find that When you do that, you will come back with a whole different mindset, a different perspective, a different way of looking at things. And that's really important to do. Because if we just keep going and going and going and going, I think what will happen is you'll just end up going the wrong direction. And then a year from now, you look back at your life and you think, well, how did I get here? And I think a lot of that is to do with the fact that we just keep trying and trying and trying. And when we make these small little decisions, those small decisions are taking us in the wrong direction. So I think it's really important that when you get flustered and you get upset and you don't know what to do and how to move forward, it's really important to just stop. Stop, because if you don't stop, you're going to end up somewhere you don't want to be. So that's all I want to say for today. It's super short. And I think that it's just something that needs to be done, I think, sometimes. People may not agree with me. They may not think that's the right thing to do. Just keep push, push, push. But no, I think it's really, we have to stop sometimes. And just reflect on what we're doing and why we're doing it. You know, the reasons why we do things, the reasons why we do what we do, are important, because if we don't think those things through, then what's the point of everything? You know, you're building an online business. Why are you building an online business? It's twofold, I think. Well, firstly, well, we obviously want to make some money to make a living. But secondly, and the most important thing, I think, is to make a difference in people's lives. That is important. We have to make a difference in people's lives, because when you start making a difference in people's lives, we start seeing that and our lives start to change. So then that goes back to, well, why are we doing it? Well, that's the reason. And I think that's just super important. I just had to say that quickly and think that one through. So that's all I got to say for today. I hope that helps somebody. And yeah, I'll be speaking to you guys soon. Thanks. Bye.